This is Brian A. Hall, your virtual general counsel. Today I'm going to be asking the question and hopefully providing insight into an answer around it. How to be a proactive general counsel? And really, that is a question that general counsel I work with ask me for insight on regularly. And it's also one that I think about when I'm providing virtual or fractional general counsel or technology counsel services to various organizations. And really where I want to start is, what is the difference between proactive general counsel and what I deem to be your historically reactive general counsel? And if we look back over time and you know, I've talked to a lot of people about this issue, they say that historically, general counsel of companies, be it private, public, small, growing, large, whatever it might be, they've historically been reactive, meaning that they wait for a lawsuit to be filed against the company. And when one's filed, they reach out to private law firms and try and identify who could provide the best services related to whatever the subject matter of the lawsuit could be. Typically, they also wait for employment issues to arise. For example, somebody leaves the employ of the company, they take a trade secret with them or violate a non-compete, and then it is the general counsel's duty to try and enforce and remedy that issue. And whether, again, they retain outside counsel is typically left up to the general counsel. Long story short, they've essentially served the role of an in-house lawyer. If it's legal, it goes to them. If it's anything else, it usually goes to another part of the management and executive team, especially at the C-level executive suite. So historically, that's where the general counsel role has been. When it started to change, I don't know, but what I can tell you is over the last at least 5 years or so, I've started to personally see a change in what the desired role of a general counsel is. And again, I'm referring to general counsel because that's the ultimate decision maker in the legal side of the business. But this could also apply to companies that don't have a general counsel and instead have merely what they deem to be in-house counsel, or sometimes even, you know, chief legal officer, something along those lines. Proactive general counsel means something more than just managing risk and ensuring compliance, the two main overarching roles and functions of your traditional general counsel. Make no mistake about it, those functions of managing risk and ensuring compliance remain the role of a general counsel. However, it's more than that. And proactive general counsel needs to do more. And what that more is lead. And when you think about how the C-level executive roles have evolved over time, it all comes back to leadership. And if a general counsel is going to be fulfilling the role of an executive as well within the organization, leadership becomes key. So what I want to do is think about five specific items that a proactive general counsel should embody. And again, these are based upon my experience with in-house and general counsel at companies I've represented in the past, and also in my roles as, you know, fractional, virtual, and sometimes secondment counsel to organizations. The first is participation with the C-level executives and even the board. So whereas before, general counsel may have been brought in only when issues related to legal arose, that's not the case anymore. And proactive general counsel is participating in strategic meetings with C-level executives. They're attending board meetings. They're having insight into the goals of the organization, the purpose, the mission, the vision, all those things, so as to know what would the priorities be from a legal department and how can they further those goals of the organization within the legal department. So strategic involvement becomes something that a proactive general counsel is doing. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier, leadership, providing an additional point of leadership for the organization. The second thing is hiring, helping to hire, identify, and then ultimately staff capable in-house legal departments is really becoming more and more the function of a proactive general counsel. It's no longer go find a headhunter and let them find somebody, bring it to the general counsel with good resumes or cover letters, and then make the ultimate selection. The general counsel is being more proactive these days in identifying talent. And the reason for it is the obvious of having to work with that individual, but there's also more of a push that I've seen of in-house legal departments wanting to be staffed to be able to handle items that maybe they historically have outsourced to private law firms. And part of that could be the ever-increasing fees of lawyers and private law firms. Part of it could be that if there's the recurring need, why not build the institutional knowledge within the organization and more particularly within the legal department? So that identification of talent and helping in the hiring process so as to staff the in-house legal department is a not only a capability, but becoming more and more a goal of proactive general counsel. The third is putting together a contract playbook. And this is more granular than maybe some of the others, but it plays into the fact that proactive general counsel want to know what the legal tolerances are of the organization and be able to streamline the process when they're contracting with any kind of third party. And in doing so, they don't only want to be cognizant of legal issues, but also reputational issues that could the organization could face as a result. So by way of example, even though it may be the easy first draft of an agreement to make it entirely one-sided in favor of the organization, if they're presenting that to an entity that clearly would require mutuality in such terms as indemnification or otherwise, knowing that the reputational harm that could come from being overly aggressive or just unreasonable is one that proactive general counsel want to be thinking about, and they want to have discussions with the organization. And one thing I've said before in my private practice and I when I speak to general counsel is I never want to be the lawyer that imposes my risk tolerance on you or your organization. I want to flag issues, and I ultimately want you to tell me what your risk tolerance is so I can advise within those boundaries. And I think that ultimately is what plays into, for example, the contract playbook. The fourth item is for proactive general counsel to be cognizant of how the organization makes money and to further that effort. So for example, if it is a company that has a large intellectual property portfolio, knowing what to monitor, how to enforce and when to enforce, and ultimately further the monetization strategy that underlies that intellectual property should be one of the main goals of and responsibilities of the general counsel. So it's not a situation where the general counsel merely has an IP portfolio and reacts when there's instances of infringement. No, if the IP is the driver for the monetization and for the monthly recurring and ultimately annual recurring revenue of the organization, then that needs to be something that a proactive general counsel is attending to. And finally, number five is proactive general counsel recognizes that education is critically important within the organization. So as a result, they're willing to teach. And what I mean by that is they're willing to teach not only the legal issues in a way that's understandable to non-lawyers, but the why these legal issues are important to the organization. So whether that's managing and mitigating risk by following the contract playbook, whether that's monitoring for certain issues being brought up by vendors or others so that you can ensure compliance with the various contracts in play, whether that's simply advising how to select photographs and include them on a website in such a way that's not going to subject you, the organization, to claims of copyright infringement, whether that's not selecting a trademark that hasn't been vetted and searched and determined to be available without risk of infringement. Whatever it might be, teaching not only the C-level executives, but management team and others that are involved in the day-to-day operations of the organization that could ultimately lead to liability or create issues is immensely valuable. And proactive general counsel not only recognizes this, but puts in plans to do so. And one way that I've seen it to be very successful in an organization in the past was they did lunch and learns. And the in-house counsel would provide information regarding some of the issues that I just mentioned and educate those in the organization so that they know moving forward pitfalls to avoid and hopefully make the general counsel's role and ultimately the organization's liability something that the general counsel isn't going to have to bring in outside counsel and deal with like they historically have had to do. So at the end of the day, general counsel, like I said, will never escape the historically reactive role, just given the nature of the position. They will always be managing risk, always be cognizant of ensuring compliance, but being proactive in these new ways and leading from that position, just like your chief marketing officer leads, just like your chief financial officer leads, just like obviously your chief executive officer and your COO leads, becomes part of what a proactive general counsel should be doing. So this has been Brian Hall, your virtual general counsel, answering how to be a proactive general counsel.